Well, my God, who are gathered together in council, pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our royal city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgments and wise in our actions, so the prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to the elders, both past and present. Let's have a prayer. Welcome to the special council meeting. Personally, we have Councillor Milnes, Pillow, Healy, myself, Councillor Michael, Councillor Eccle, Councillor Sedgman, Sue Young, and a sort of senior staff. We have an apology from Councillor Brown and an apology from Councillor Ford. We have one item on the agenda today, item 5, at 5.1, the adoption of the principles of the financial statements, performance statement and governance and management checklist, with a recommendation to the other mover today.
Can I move it with a question?
Yes, you can. Just wreck the any possibility of having a fastest meeting on record.
I'm very sorry that I'm compelled to ask. Tonight we are providing a principal support of the statements. Would you mind advising of the next steps and time frames, please?
Through you, Ms. Mayor. Thank you very much for that question, Councillor Modica. So we have a statutory obligation to have our financial statements to the Minister by 30th of September, along with our annual report, before we can fully sign off on those, for want of a better word. We need to have a letter from the Victoria Auditor General's office confirming that all our accounts and statements have been audited and can all be checked off at the state level. At this point in time, we have a draft letter from the Auditor General's office, and there were some items in that we've actioned which aren't material to the statements. So until we have that confirmation letter from the Auditor General's office, at this stage we can only adopt the statements in principle. Should there be any changes which are of a material or a significant dollar value, then we'll inform council of that and take through the appropriate process. However, there may still be some very minor changes that may occur pending the receipt of that Auditor General's document. But we still have to get copies of the statements to the Minister by 30th of September, and the final Vargo sign-off typically comes in towards the tail end of September.
Thank you.
Okay, moved by Councillor Modica, seconded by Councillor Sabella. Is there anyone who's to speak against the motion?
So that's why we're only approving to the principal, because there may be some minor alterations.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
All those in favour? No. Gary. We have any news to business, Mr. Councillor? No? Meeting is closed. Thank you.